Welcome back to Lily Providential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I am an editor for sportsatlily.com. Great website. It is your number one stop shop for all LA sports. If you like the Lakers, the Clippers, the Chargers, we even added the LA Galaxy. Oh yeah, we're getting into MLS. Your daily fantasy, pro wrestling, we got it all. If you enter the code LAPODFIDENTIAL, you get 10% off our packages monthly, yearly, and lifetime. Check out all of our other great podcasts, including the West Coast Mix and Bounce team, who have been doing a great job breaking down the playoffs. And then on today's show, we're going to be recapping the rest of the NFL draft. We're going to be talking a little bit of about the Sonic trailer that dropped, a bunch of NFL retirements. But the big ones are going to be, we're going to be breaking down a spoiler-heavy review of Endgame and Game of Thrones. Let's get to it. Brian, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain.
And I gotta say, Endgame was badass.
We'll get there. Don't worry, we're gonna put a huge spoiler warning. It's the very end of the show, I promise. We won't.
When did you decide to do soccer? I didn't even know about this literally until just now.
I guess today we hired someone to do the LA Galaxy, and I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure FCLA is coming soon, too. That's their name, right?
LAFC.
Damn it.
It's always a
sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're also, like I said, we'll also be talking about the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer, because, dear God.
Yeah, I honestly, I we'll realized, get there. It was, I didn't even watch it, so you can tell me all
oh,
about it.
Oh, you need to.
I'm afraid to. I saw it on YouTube, I didn't have the balls to do it.
Well.
I didn't have the balls to turn it on, I know.
Look, it's for kids, so, you know, fine. Anyway.
Do you know what the rating is?
It's probably going to be PG.
PG?
Okay. Yeah, it definitely looks PG, but we'll get there, that's later.
Okay.
That's much later. Well, first we're going to be doing the NFL draft. I mean, I was happy with what my Rams did. I knew we'd be trading down, as you heard last week.
It did. Did you
and
guys
trade down
that?
We did. Oh, well, yeah. We started
in the first round, right?
The very end of the first
it was
round.
Right.
We started recording when the Rams are going to pick.
Okay.
Of course, we traded down.
That's funny. Okay, that's funny.
We traded down like two or three times. But we got five players in the top 100, which is awesome, considering they were the 31st pick.
Right.
Like, to get five players in the top 100, especially that low.
Did you guys have Cowboys corner?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind.
No,
it wouldn't
have
mattered.
They didn't have
it wouldn't have mattered.
No,
right.
We didn't, there wasn't any Cowboys corner. You guys,
that's
though.
Too bad.
I liked your draft.
We did good. I'm happy.
I know. Yeah. You got some good linemen.
Yep.
I saw.
We got a running back, too.
So did we.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm. Wait, did we get a running back?
I think you did.
I thought we did pick a running back.
I think you did. I could have sworn you did. I know we did.
I did, regardless, I know.
Daryl Henderson, baby, in the third round.
Yeah, no, I'm. You. Yeah, you. Well.
That was the buzziest one because, like, ooh, what does this mean for Todd Gurley? Same thing it meant last month that they're going to be not having him do everything anymore.
Which is
he
good.
Can't.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah.
No, the only person smart. That sucks for is John Kelly, but whatever. He couldn't pass block and he wasn't really high on Sean McVay's, you know, list anyway, so he'll probably be dealt for like a seventh round pick or something. But Daryl Henderson, man, I was watching YouTube highlights of him.
Yeah,
like, dude, like in the open field, he's Barry Allen.
Yeah, the good thing about that is it's not one of those. And I think you mentioned this before too. It's the way that the draft worked this year. It wasn't so much like I don't know what the word is.
We don't want
there was no hype. It wasn't like all that hype and all those.
Yeah, I felt really
all
disconnected.
That gorgeous, like, oh, that shiny new toy that we want to pick
like
up.
Like, last year's was definitely that.
Exactly,
because it was,
yes.
You know, five quarterbacks going.
Heavy. Oh, yeah, heavy.
Five quarterbacks went, but then this year it was very muted.
Oh, speaking of which, how do you like the Greer one to what is it, Carolina Panthers? They picked up Will Greer from, is it West Virginia?
Okay.
I think that's his name.
That's where he went. I forgot.
I actually think that's a steal. I think that's a great pickup.
Sure.
I
don't know.
Think so.
I just think Carolina.
I watch a lot of college football. So.
I know that's my other thing. Like, he and I were talking about that last week. That this has been like the most divorced I've been from college football in a long time,
which is interesting. Yeah.
Well, it's like I don't care. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of like players that I got attached to. You know, it just wasn't fun last year.
Well, it helps to have a dad who's more heavy into college football than he is.
Yeah,
the
but
pros.
He likes a Big Ten team that sucks. Rutgers.
Your dad.
Oh, my dad.
Oh, yes. Well, he's a Rutgers alumni. It's fine.
I know, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like your dad went to like Michigan or something, so he's like super plugged into college football.
No, he is plugged in.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like they
hit. And I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, though, is that it's something that I can bond, like,
oh, sure.
him over. And
but,
it's,
like,
but he doesn't really care for the pros. He doesn't care.
Really?
No, my dad does not give a crap about the pros, dude.
Oh. Okay. For me,
he went to the LA Rams game and he didn't have a team to cheer for.
Oh.
I think he was kind of cheering for mine just because I'm his son off of technicality.
Sure.
But he also likes LA. He does like LA, but he's like, he would say something like, oh, I would root for the Chargers if we were watching the Chargers right now.
Fair.
Which actually last year they were both very good, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, no, just, I don't know. Just didn't feel like, didn't have that same, like, oh, I can't wait to see where so and so goes. Because, like, college football just felt super top-heavy to me last year, and, like, I just didn't care. It had nothing to do with, like, UCLA sucking, because they always suck, but it's, like, you know what I mean? Like, there wasn't a lot to, like, watch for.
I feel like they were more, like, especially with the show, was it on NFL Network or ESPN?
Which one?
Was it ESPN?
Which one?
Or ABC, I can't remember.
Which one?
Last year.
What show?
The draft.
Oh, yeah. It was on all of them.
It was okay, because this year was on ABC.
It was on ESPN, NFL Network.
This year was on ABC.
And ABC, I know. They put the first one on ABC and ESPN.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Because they're the same company.
Right. So I think last year it was a little bit more juicy for, the, you know, like the ratings.
Yeah, I guess. It did okay, but it just, there wasn't a lot of stars.
No, last year?
No, this year.
No, I meant last year.
Oh, yeah, last year.
And this year it was a lot of, you know, you can plug in, like, plug-in players.
Yeah.
Players that will can transition fairly quickly.
I mean, there'll be dudes who'll be stars, who could be stars, like Nick Bosa, like, was one of the big ones.
Yeah, well,
but
you called that one.
That's why I wanted it in, like, March, because, like, everyone and their mother knew that, like, once the Cardinals said, we're taking Kyler Murray, like, let's just do this. Like,
yeah.
Stop the drama. No, like, well, could Arizona trade out? No, they're not trading out. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
It's just boring.
Well, I mean, they pretty much, it was pretty much written on the wall.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of it, they kept saying, oh, his stock is falling. What? He's not doing anything. Why would his stock fall? He's not.
Because they're bored. Because there's not much to talk
about. They have
to
make it interesting.
They have to. Like, it's anyway. Pretty much how it is every year. Like, last year was kind of fun, because, like, well, but then, it, like, by the, like, a, like, it felt like a week before, like, everyone knew where Baker was going, so, like, who...
Right,
like,
yeah.
No drama.
Well, another thing, too, is that a lot of the commentators were giving the Jets crap. And I know I've mentioned the Jets a few times, I just really think they're a team to watch out for. They got arguably the best player in the draft.
Maybe.
In the first round. He could be.
Maybe.
I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying he could be that good.
No, I know.
I think he has a higher ceiling than they start out.
I think the rest of their draft is bad, though.
That's what everybody else thought, because there's a lot of drama. There was, like, a lot of... I forgot what the names are, but there was some kind of baggage where it was either an injury or they got in trouble or
maybe.
Something.
Maybe. Titans had an all-time baggage guy. The guy they put good in the first round. That guy's not great.
Yeah, but they also... I think that getting Ware will help their running game.
Yeah, I know.
Which they didn't draft. They picked him up recently.
Sure.
Which I think that was on... I think that you were going to cover that. Spencer Ware, right?
Briefly, no, he went to the Colts.
Oh, wait, who were we talking about?
You're talking about the Jets.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, never mind.
You said the Jets. I was like, yeah, okay, wait, yeah. But the Colts had an awesome draft.
Oh, okay.
They had two awesome drafts in a row. Like, they're probably going to have a couple. And they had
Wait, what team were you talking about that got the ultimate baggage guy?
Was it the Titans?
Oh, shit.
Titans.
Same division, wrong team.
It doesn't help when, you know, a guy's bad and they show his, like, the video of him hitting people during his draft selection. That's not great.
Yeah. Well.
Which means I'm sure the Chiefs will pick him up in a couple years.
Well, Titans are going to... I don't think they're going to have as good as a season. I mean, no. They got lucky. They got very lucky this past
lucky.
Year.
Lucky. It just... If you spent that much money
on
draft
defense.
Capital, like...
Well, their defense was pretty solid this
well,
past
they
year.
Better if they spent money on
yeah,
it.
But
and
then,
it wasn't even that great, because Malcolm Butler sucks.
I don't think, yeah, but I don't think they're going to... make the playoffs this coming year.
They didn't last year.
They did make the playoffs.
Not this year.
They didn't?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they made it 2 years ago, when they beat the Chiefs in that... In round one, they didn't make it this year.
Oh, crap.
The Texans won the division and the Colts were the wild card.
There we go. Oh, that's... Okay, that's right. I missed that game. That's why I don't remember it. I missed that game. For some reason, I was thinking that... Yeah, okay. Yeah,
No. It was 2 years ago.
In that weird year,
then they fired their coach because they knew he wasn't that good. And then they brought in Mike Vrabel and then...
Right.
They just had bad injury luck with Mariota. And
Jesus.
Like, anyway,
so far. Anyway yeah.
The Rams got a couple steals. Like getting a wrap in the second round, and like that late in the second round was a steal. Because everyone's like, "Oh, his hip." But like he said, he's healthy, and I've seen the highlights of that kid. Like he's got a high motor. like, he's an all effort dude. He's like got really good technique. And if he can develop in like a year or two, him and John Johnson are going to be one of the best safety tandems in the league.
Did they address their secondary at all?
Hey, you bet your ass they did.
And then their
Taylor Rapp's a safety out of Washington. He's got a huge motor. Then David Long out of Michigan is like a really good cover corner.
Okay.
So they're going to let him develop, and then he'll probably replace Tlaib next year.
Okay.
They took a linebacker super late. He'll probably be a special teams guy. Okay. They got the guy from Last Chance U in the seventh round.
Okay.
But they did. They got two linemen, one of which is good. The other one people were down on. But they got a defensive tackle, Greg Gaines from Washington, who's really good. He'll be starting day one, I think.
Okay.
So they can move Brockers to the end. And then just him, Donald, and Brockers, and then they have a rotation after that.
Okay.
They had like a solid mid-round picks. Like, it wasn't a sexy draft, but it was a solid one.
Well, nothing about the draft was sexy. Everybody knew what the first round pick was going to be. Well,
the trades were like kind of fun.
Honestly, it was
like
kind
the Steelers moving up was cool because they never do that.
Yeah, that's
they well, never do that.
Yeah. But they did a lot of weird shit.
Yeah, no. Well, the Falcons traded up a lot, but like I guess the picks, the selections they made weren't good.
Okay.
But a lot of movement, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Yeah, to see
the Eagles moved up a lot. Moved up and down a lot, I think.
I thought it was just one.
I swear to God, they moved up. They moved up and then they traded their own pick away to move down.
Oh, maybe that's a possibility. Definitely sounds like a Howie Roseman move right there.
Because
he obviously is gonna if they see something that they absolutely want.
And what you saw was a lot of the smart teams just continue to be
smart.
Well,
we were talking about this before, and I know Wes is trying to, you know, he's already. And I'm not going to take any cheap shots because he's not here, but I know that he's been trying to. He's already trying to get up on the whole Eagle Cowboys rivalry. But honestly, a lot of the stuff that my favorite team has done so far in the off season has been a plus, and I'm not really worried.
They didn't really have much to do. Like it wasn't.
There's not much you can do.
There's just a lot of depth stuff. Which
You're right. You know what? We did move up because we picked up a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. That's right.
Oh, yeah, we're making fun of you for that.
Yes, they picked up for insurance. Yeah, which I mean, you know what? I'm glad they did that because now, I mean, Carson has to figure. First of all, he's got to figure out a way not to get hurt.
Good luck with that.
I know. And secondly,
he was close. He made it to December again, didn't he?
But his numbers are good and everything.
I know,
but what's just the use of that if you can't? If your star quarterback cannot make it in the postseason?
Well,
and I don't mean I don't think this is the first time I ever like mentioned it on your show. But you know, it is frustrating because it's scary.
Well, yeah. I mean, you pick up the option on him for next year, so good. But then after that, you can just cut bait and you're fine.
But you don't want to have to do that.
I'm just saying, like, in worst case scenario, it's not like you've already extended him and that's where you get into trouble. Because they could just be like, well, you know what? In 2 years, the kid from Clemson will be available, and if we give someone like a...
Trevor Lawrence. Oh.
Sunshine.
Oh, boy. Sunshine. Oh, that guy is no... He's a lot bigger than Sunshine.
How dare you?
That guy is... I'm not talking about what's in his pants.
What? Well, fine. I just want to look... Handsome man.
He's kind of goofy looking. He's just a freaking, but is like he's built like a freaking statue. Like that was that guy like just destroyed Alabama. It was amazing to watch.
I know he'll be available in 2 years. So theoretically, if whatever happens with Wentz, they could throw a bunch of picks and get him. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
the Rams are kind of in the same boat with Goff, except it's not a hurt thing. It's a, are you worth giving a whole bunch of money to?
Well, Goff can't. I mean, well, it's kind of, they're almost like polar opposites because that's the thing. Goff is by the book and told what to do.
He can't, he's not good at deviating. He made some throws last year that were pretty incredible, but like, it just when you saw it on the Super Bowl.
Well, the Kansas City game.
When the play breaks down, it's like,
right,
it gets just dark.
And I know one of the plays you're talking about is that crazy Kansas City. Well, even the game in general was great, but that crazy, like, final touchdown he did. But also, that's a terrible defense he played against.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of...
No, I know.
He has time, but he's still young. He has time to grow, and he's got something to prove now.
But it's now it's like... Because next year, he's going to be counting $20 million against it.
Right.
And then beyond that, it's do you give him a whole bunch of money, or do you be like, well, let's figure something else out? I don't know. The one big draft thing that happened trade-wise, because there's a lot of rumors that guys could be moved, but the one guy who was moved, Josh Rosen.
Josh to Miami. That's the only place you could have gone.
No, I say no.
Okay.
Because, like, other teams were very interested. Like, I thought he was going to be a Patriot. Come on. That just seemed like, okay, like, we'll put you on ice for a couple years. You learn Josh McDaniels' offense. Because Brady's got to, it's got to be over soon.
Yeah.
He's 42.
I know.
Like, you figure, like, put him on ice for 2 years and then, or three, and then see what you have. I know he probably wouldn't want that, but...
Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I mean, I guess I can see that.
There's a world where he would, like, where the Patriots would have, like, if it didn't cost Miami anything. That's the thing. Like, you'd figure, okay, you know, if that's all it took, the Patriots could have swooped in and taken him. The Giants could have taken him for, you know, even the
Giants. I was actually fascinated with because
that was a bad draft.
Daniel Jones.
Right, like, would you rather, like, fine, Arizona, take our sixth pick, we'll happily take Rosen.
Yeah.
And then, because he's already had at least a year.
And here's the thing,
belt.
Too, and this
the
is
guy from, they picked the guy from Duke, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Daniel Jones from Duke.
Oh, God.
Yeah. In the first round.
Sixth overall, which is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't watch a lot of Duke football, because Duke sucks at football.
I don't think it's televised out here very often.
Once in a while, they get an ESPN2 game at 9 in the morning on Saturday. Once in a while, because they'll be playing Clemson or something. But, the read on him is he doesn't have a whole lot of reads, which is really great. I don't know, like, Denver still Drew Lock in the round two. That was nice. Like, I think Denver finally figured out how to draft, because I thought they had a good one.
Oh, yeah.
They got that tight end that I really like. And
well, they picked up, what's his name, for a lower draft pick, they picked up the kid, was it from Michigan? No. I know.
Come on. I don't know the answer, so.
No. They picked up a quarterback.
They got Drew Lock.
From
Missouri.
Missouri. That's
no, but I meant the tight end. When they traded out with Pittsburgh, they were able to get a tight end.
That
really
one too,
like.
No, they did.
Like,
they did
had
well.
A really nice, like, high value pick, kind of pick draft.
They did well. Like you said, the Colts did well.
The Colts did very well. 2 years in a row, and they're still restocking the cupboard from the Ryan Grigson era.
Oh my gosh, you also did really
Cleveland
well.
Did all right.
I'm interested to see. Okay, I like I said, this is just me.
Oh,
I'm interested. I'm just interested to see the Jets. I'm interested to see it because it's go big or go home. How they drafted, so whatever. Okay,
with them, like, it's still they're probably
everything's always up in the air.
No, but I mean they'll go like 8-8, 9-7. I think.
Yeah, maybe. Okay,
unless Darnold at least shits the bed and is terrible.
Right. Yeah. And Bell, we don't know how he's going to play out of that system, but
because they still don't have any receivers.
But so who's
they still haven't figured that part out.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They need a couple more pieces there, but.
Baltimore had a good one because they picked up some weapons for
Lamar.
They were
okay.
Jacksonville had a really good draft too.
Okay.
I mean, they still need some pieces on offense, but they kind of rebuilt all the pieces they had to give away on defense.
Well, I'll do respect to Cowboys corner, even though I'm not going to, you know.
We don't need Cowboys corner. They didn't do anything in the draft, really.
Yeah. Well, no. I actually think it's big news. They got two running backs in the draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know they got a couple linemen.
No, they picked up two running backs.
Oh. Well, that's kind of notable.
Which is
they didn't really have anything behind Zeke, so, you know.
Yeah, but that's still, like, kind of interesting.
I know. I get what you're saying.
So,
I mean, they picked up his option, and I'm sure they're going to, like, he's their...
Well, he's going to want... I mean, because I think the way that it's played out so far, Zeke is, you know, he's not going to create any waves this season. Because he could have done it already.
Yeah, but there's still training camp. Like, you have no leverage in April.
I think he realizes, because the Dak deal is going to most likely get done.
Yeah.
And then I think he realizes that. But now if he plays the weight game, and which I'm not saying that, you know, because you always have the possibility to get injured. Mm-hmm. So I get that part. But
Well, he still has the option for next year, right?
The fifth. Well, they could pick up. They're going to pick up the
fifth. They did.
Okay. So, well, no. This is the fourth year, though.
No, but they already picked up his fifth year option.
Oh, right. Okay, he's going to... Okay, so anyway. So, yeah, he's not going to... He doesn't really... There's no way the team
he's
can really
He's got money
do
coming
to
him next year.
That's exact... And now I think he... I mean, at that point next year, it might be a story because he's going to... I think he's going to ask for higher than any of those running backs recently
and
got.
He should. I mean, he's probably looking at the Todd Gurley deal like, well, my knees aren't messed up.
No. Oh, yeah. No, he's going to want higher than that for sure. Mm-hmm. At least $2 million higher. Maybe more.
Maybe. And, you know, I'm going to say, they got Tulane, which was smart because they got to start restocking that cupboard because Tyrod Smith has had injury problems. Yeah. Doug Free might retire. It's just been kind of like an influx line, and they just kind of restock.
I think, yeah, we were talking about that like a few weeks ago too. Like,
well, that was smart. Yeah. They had a solid draft, but you know, I forgot about the running backs thing with Rosen. Miami. I don't know. That's kind of a good place for him because even if he sucks, it's like, well, Miami has nothing.
Right.
So there's a world where if he's like competent, he can just leave and go like replace Winston or Mariota, which I think could definitely happen. Or sneak on to Green Bay.
And not to mention, he's in division with the Patriots, so that's going to always
happen. Whatever. Yeah, like, Miami's super rebuilding, so the expectations aren't there. So I guess that might be good for
him. Which means he's in the same situation when he was
with Arizona. No, but, like, Arizona. But with Arizona, he's, like, now he's a top 10 pick or 11 pick. And here, it's just like, well, let's see what he's got.
Right.
Like, the pressure's less.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know about that. Because he's already on the second team. He's only on his second year.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think it was his fault though.
It wasn't, but it's
like
still,
he was set up to fail.
Yeah, but he's not set up to succeed in Miami.
Yeah, I know. It's a little better because at least the expectations aren't there. He's not the franchise guy.
You still have a shelf life as a pro.
I know. So. I'm just saying, like, at least
I don't think that the pressure's necessarily off him. I think the pressure's still on.
It's mediated.
Well, maybe I don't know.
It's mediated because it's like, well, this Miami situation sucks. He's not expected to carry it all. Whereas in Arizona, like, hey, Josh Rosen. Like, I think it's a better situation, but it's not great. It's still a bad team.
Exactly, yeah. We'll see what happens.
It was kind of a mediocre draft. Spencer Ware on the Colts was interesting. I liked that move because they just needed somebody. The Chiefs had two retirements. Jamal Charles, your watch has ended. Derek Johnson, your watch has ended.
Yep.
God, Derek Johnson makes me feel old because I remember being in high school when he was drafted.
Well, we're far from that.
Like, he was in the same draft as DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah.
But Jamal Charles was fun for a while, especially for those of us that play fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
He just never stay healthy, but it's like, damn. But hey, he had a decent career. The Saints declined Eli Apple's option, which is very interesting for next year. Because he had a good year. He was a head case in New York, but he had a very good year at the Saints. And if he has another good year, he'll probably be one of the biggest corner taken off the market.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with...
And then Monday Night Football is moneyballing it because of the looming Tony Romo free agency.
Yeah.
Booger and Tessa Torre, you're calling it.
Yeah.
Which, sure. You can totally tell they're just waiting for Romo.
Yeah, it was bad last year. Monday Night Football, it just did not...
Who? Oh, yeah, Witten.
It was Witten.
That's why he left the booth.
Because Gruden left.
No, Gruden left, which I would have too.
But Gruden did make Monday Night Football more interesting.
Did he, though?
I think he did.
He was bad the last few years. Like, I knew he wanted to coach again when he, like, stopped saying anything interesting. Like, he just liked everybody. He never went after anybody. I think the first 2 years he did. Even No, it's I don't want to burn any bridges because I don't know where I'm going to be working, but I want to work somewhere.
Well, he ends up getting
$10 million a year for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow. Still funny.
Yeah, they're waiting for Romo, plus God only knows what's going to happen because I think 2020 is also when the TV rights come up. Like, for everybody, so, you know, everyone wants that, like, the big ABC rumor is very intriguing to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that they'll be in the circulation,
want Sunday Night Football back.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the story of, like, how they lost, like, what happened with Sunday Night Football?
I don't know.
So, like, remember it was on ESPN, right?
Right.
And then when the rights were coming up, NBC's like, no, we're going to blow out Sunday night. We're going to have this huge thing. And ESPN could have had it. They're like, well...
This is the early 2000s, if I remember, right?
Yeah, mid-2000s.
Or mid-2000s?
Yeah, because the first year they had it was like the year after the Steelers won the Ben's first Super Bowl. Because I remember the big Thursday night game was Steelers and Miami when Miami had Culpepper and Nick Saban as their coach.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, ABC like could have had a competitive package where they looked at their Sunday night and were like, we got Desperate Housewives. I think Lost is on that night as well. I think they had Desperate Housewives and something else on Sunday. It's like we're fine with our Sunday. We'll just move Monday Night Football to ESPN. And so okay. Then NBC took Sunday night, and ABC's regretted it since, because Monday Night Football gets like the stepchildren games. That's Thursday, but still, Monday Night lost its luster.
Okay.
And then they also lost a Super Bowl out of it.
Oh,
because they're out of the rotation.
Right, because they're out of the rotation. Yeah.
So ABC wants to get back into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I remember seeing that recently. So.
But then you have Amazon wants to get in more. Hulu wants in.
Well, Amazon really only streams it from an already existing.
I know, but they want it. That's their foothold. Like, that's their kind of.
But.
That's their dry run for it.
So then would Amazon only get specific shows?
No.
Like specific games?
They only get the Thursday night game. You can watch most of the Thursday night games already.
Yeah, but you can see that on Netflix, the NFL Network.
I know that, but like they want to make a bigger inroads to it.
Okay.
Like, because the DirecTV Sunday package might be going away.
But how do they get how do they rate the numbers of how many people are watching on? Did you just look at the streaming service?
They could know.
Okay.
Like, it's like, you know how like Netflix never released their ratings? Like, they know the numbers.
Okay.
Like, they know the data. It's all data.
It's all data. It's a great time to be alive with the streaming networks services.
Like,
and
like, Netflix doesn't want it.
No.
But Amazon does, and that could be, like, one of their big inroads. Because they're certainly not spending money on content.
No.
Like, they've been spending money.
Well, they're still. I mean, it's not like Amazon has any problems. Like, they have to get it, but
no. They want an inroad because like they're well behind Netflix in the streaming wars.
Right. Exactly. Oh yeah.
But then
oh,
also
yeah.
like
CBS. Well, but Disney's going to take over them all.
Well,
I feel like Disney.
But Disney
take
doesn't.
Them all.
But Disney that would just be on their ESPN Plus app.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Like they've already got an inroad there. But okay. I mean, like Amazon wants to like get in there.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
CBS and Fox are going to fight. And NBC are all going to fight to keep what they have too.
Okay.
So it's just going to be very interesting to see where all this goes. And if Apple wants to get in too, which they're rumored maybe, then who knows?
Well,
it gets different than where it was like 10 years ago when you only had the networks and ESPN, you know?
I didn't know. I knew about the ABC thing. I forgot.
I think that was like one of the last things What's-His-Face did before he left Disney, Eisner.
Okay.
I think like he like let it go because he was happy with their lineup, which at the time was cool, but then it's like... Once the Sunday night lineup collapsed, and then NBC like owned Sunday nights, because that's what keeps them. The NFL is like it's kept them afloat even during the dark years.
It's like I said, it's a crazy time to kind of see all this work out.
Oh yeah, but for Romo, he's going to be a free agent, and he might leave CBS, and ESPN wants to give him a Godfather offer, because like him and Peyton Manning are the two looming guys that they can bring into like. Revive Monday Night Football or whatever ABC's got going on in their pack on their Sunday package.
Yeah, it's scary how good Romo is. I gotta admit that
he's good. So anyway, we'll see how that goes out because there's a long time before then. Let's see. Other LA sport. Well, not LA sports news, but other sports news. Greg Popovich is going to sign a 3-year deal with the Spurs to come back.
Boo.
Well, you know, the second round of the playoffs has been kind of fun.
Yeah,
kind of. Like,
yeah.
I'm really surprised at the Houston Golden State series. I thought Houston was going to play a lot better. Like I know a lot.
What did I say?
I didn't say they'd win. I just said they could.
Oh, I just. Yeah.
I mean, game two, I felt kind of bad for Harden because of what happened to his eyes.
Well, Curry went down too.
He just looked at his finger, but like worse for Harden because he's like, I can't see.
I literally can't see.
And he became a meme
the
whole
night. Well, tonight was the right before I came over.
Sixers destroyed.
Oh yeah, it was very interesting because I was just leaving our office mm-hmm. and Wes was there with me and a coworker. I forgot he's from Oregon, so he's like, oh my Portland, and I'm gunning for Portland, but I know that they don't have a shot once they get to if they were to win this series.
They can.
If Golden State were to win,
I mean, they make it fun.
Maybe. I hope so. I really do. That'd be great, but I just
think
Dame's
going to have a good playoffs, but, like, everyone else in the Blazers, minus Kanter, well, even Kanter's been, like, up and down, but,
yeah.
Like, Dame has been amazing, but, like, I've really been disappointed in, like, CJ McCollum, because, like,
if they were
both good,
yes.
then
right.
they would have a shot.
I don't think so. Not with Durant. Depending on how Curry does.
Well, Durant's been a monster.
He's a playoff monster.
I know.
He's ridiculous.
Well, he's the best player in the league. I really think so.
Well, not,
like, Giannis isn't there yet.
No, but he's, you know, he's obviously good.
I really just want them to demolish Boston. I don't care what happens.
Oh, yeah, I hate Boston too, but I think that the winner, I think the winner of that is going to win the East.
Yeah, I don't see Boston winning that series.
But the 76ers, it just depends. They're so freaking, like,
they're up and down.
That, exactly. Because when they want to, this is what I was getting at when I was talking to, talking at work about this. The 76ers, they get a, if when they want to blow out a team, they blow out a team. And then all of a sudden they'll just, you know, be like 80 or 90 points. It just, it's not consistent how they can just take control of a game. But when they want to blow out teams, they do not let up. They blow them out, and then until the end of the game, they'll completely take them out. So
I was going to say, other than that, it's been kind of like, I don't know, I haven't really been in on what's the other West series? Portland, Denver's been okay, but like, I don't know. It's been fun. It's been a lot more fun than round one.
Yeah, and which is should be that way. If Golden State wins tonight, I think it's gonna. I actually predict that they might win a close one, and then that's gonna be it. But the Rockets, it's obvious they gotta win. They have to win this game. Like,
yep, they're done. Well, Barkley said they have to win both in Houston. They gotta win, or otherwise they're toast.
They gotta win it. So. That said, I still think Golden State's going to win this one.
I think they'll beat Portland. They'll definitely beat Denver.
Denver. Yeah, I think they'll beat Portland, and then I think Golden State at that point wins another.
Yeah, they probably they'll win their last.
And I don't think Durant's going to stick around.
No, he's going to the Knicks.
You think he's really going?
That's a done deal.
You think so? Okay.
Do you think
Kyrie's going to the Knicks too?
I don't know.
That's the other talk.
Maybe. I could see it. Like, he's definitely going to leave Boston. I mean, I've heard Laker chatter.
Maybe. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be fun. Know. I'd rather... I don't know.
That would change... that would give shed light to this.
Look, all I don't want is them to sign Jimmy Butler, because fuck that guy.
No, I don't want Jimmy Butler.
Although I don't know if Kyrie would go if like Ty Lue ended up being the Lakers coach, because he's apparently LeBron's number one choice. It's like I just got traded from Cleveland away from that situation. I'm going back to it.
Yeah,
it's possible. Like I'd kind of if that's the case, I'd just rather have Kemba than Kyrie.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. I mean, well, I thought Golden State was gonna, just the way that the layout is, it favors them. So,
all right, moving on to superhero shit. The Flash has got 3 episodes left. This last week's was very perplexing, but whatever.
Yeah, I haven't seen. The daughter's still in this one, right?
Yeah, she went dark, and she got together with a bunch of like B-list villains of the week to steal something. Of course, they turn on her, and then Barry and everyone else saves her. There's 2 episodes left. It's kind of like a "what are we doing here" episode, but fine. The last 2 are going to be better. Hulu announced a Ghost Rider show.
I was looking at that, and
something called Hellstrom, but I didn't put that in the outline.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
But yeah, Gabriel Luna is going to be a Ghost Rider. So all right.
I have another one actually to add to this. I was going to mention it to the end. Go ahead. Like, what's good? The Boys for Amazon.
Oh yeah,
that looks. I hope that's good. I hope it's good.
You know, I was almost an Adam McKay movie. He like wanted to do it when we were at Comic Con that 1 year. He's like, he optioned it, but no one wanted to make it.
Oh, really?
No, but it's a really cool premise.
Oh, it's great. Superheroes that realize that nobody can control us, so let's just, you know.
Well, because McKay wanted it because they were superheroes, but they really worked for like corporations.
That's possible. But the point being is that there's no government like control. Like it's like it's almost like remember Man of Steel when they're trying to control him. It's like, well, you can't control me, but I'm like, you know, I'm here to help, or you know, that whole good boy, good. This is like if the superheroes decide, you're right. No, you know what? You can't really do anything, and we have the power, and we can kind of do what we want.
Okay.
And then I think Carl Urban. This is just.
Carl Urban's in it.
Carl Urban is. Oh. I think he's the main protagonist. I don't even know who's clearly the antagonist and protagonist. They make Carl Urban like a protagonist, and they make it seem like he's a human.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a human from like a resistance, and he's a goofball. It's like a dark comedy, super violent.
Okay.
And then you got these superheroes doing whatever the hell they want. So it's not really I don't really have a clear idea of like what's gonna happen.
All right, I'll check it out.
The trailer looks really entertaining.
When does it drop on Amazon?
I think in the summertime.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to come out till like July or August.
Okay.
So it's got some time, but the trailer came down. And it's it looks really entertaining.
Okay,
so
cool.
I hope it's good. Okay. I still haven't committed to The Tick yet. I kind of wanted to.
I didn't watch it. Like I want to. I just never get around to it.
Yeah, me neither. But you gotta be in the mood for something like that. The Tick is not a typical.
No.
You know.
The other bit I want to mention, so Ghost Rider could be fun. We'll see. From what I've heard, Hulu's shows are superhero shows are fine. Philip Lord and Chris Miller of 21 Jump Street, the Lego Movie, Clone High, and recently they were two of the people that won an Oscar for Spider Verse. Signed a 9-figure deal with Sony to do a Spider Verse TV universe.
Oh, that's yeah, you were talking about that. That's right.
So I don't know what that's going to mean, but I'm intrigued because. You know, pretty much everything they touch is gold.
I hope
they're very good at what they do.
Did they say if they're going to go the Miles Morales or are they just going to?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an extension of Spider-Verse. So
oh, okay.
I think I don't know how they'll do it because it's going to it'd probably be over multiple stuff or it's just like a I don't know how they'll do it, but that's what they've been commissioned to do.
Okay, very cool.
I know.
Are they planning on they're planning on making a sequel to the movie too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, but you could have a weekly animated series.
With everything going on, who knows? Because you got all of the branched out live action Marvel stuff from the Marvel universe going to the Disney, and then you've like
well, not everything.
Well, yeah.
they still don't own Spider-Man outright. So only,
oh no, I know that. I'm just saying in general. I'm not saying what.
But yeah, pretty much everything back.
It's a lot that's going to be coming in the next few years.
It's
gonna
be crazy. And, you know. Also, I guess Chris Hemsworth has re-upped his contract with Marvel.
Right.
I did not. Okay,
that happened. Somebody told me that today. That yeah, he's gonna. So there's he's gonna at least, very least be in the next probably the next Guardians
yeah,
of the Galaxy
too,
movie,
which makes
and
sense.
Probably have another Thor movie.
I hope so. If they can get Taika Waititi to do another Thor movie. I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll clear out and let you. I'll let you defend picking Thor 1.
Oh God. Oh man. Okay. So I forgot about this. So they did their lists of their top five, and I'm probably going to have to, go through this with the boys to kind of see. I don't really know exactly what their picks were, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'll tell you mine.
Okay. I'm pretty sure for the most part, mine were discussed.
We had a lot of overlap.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like all mine were probably easily discussed except for Thor. The first Thor.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Thor, the very first Thor.
Mm-hmm.
How do I start this? Okay, so Thor Ragnarok. I was prepared for this because I knew this was coming. So, Thor Ragnarok is the better Thor movie, definitely more entertaining.
Oh,
but it
yeah.
was also like a hybrid where it was like Hulk, like Planet Hulk.
Sure.
Thor. I mean, they throw in, Goldblum's character, which is a famous character
yeah.
in the comics too, so it wasn't like specifically a Thor movie, but regardless, yes, it was a better movie. But what my point with the first Thor is, first of all, when it came out,
mm-hmm.
it was the first, other than the Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton, which I really
woo!
that's a good movie too, but you kind of can throw that out.
You really can throw that out.
Thor came out because then you had Iron Man and Iron Man 2. Then Thor comes before Captain America, the first Avenger.
2 months before.
Before the Avengers and
mm-hmm.
like all this stuff. And it was a real gamble. It was a super.
Okay.
And my respect to the director.
Kenneth Branagh.
For not confusing the shit out of his audience.
Oh.
I give him so much credit because in the comics, there's a route where, and I think they even talked about possibly doing it,
mm-hmm.
But then they kind of just winked at it with
mm-hmm.
Him being, okay, so in the comics, you have a doctor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Donald Blake. Dr. Donald Blake.
Yeah.
Who walks with a limp because of like some kind of accident,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a cane or a stick or walking stick,
mm-hmm.
which is disguised as, you know, the hammer.
Sure.
And it's almost kind of like, to me, reminds me of kind of like the He-Man power-up.
Okay.
Because what he does is he hits it down to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and Thor takes
mm-hmm.
over the body.
Huh.
Now, could you imagine a movie coming out like that
and
doing well?
Well, no, but I think that was more of a Kevin Feige decision, probably.
No, I think it was talked about possibly doing it, if I remember reading it, but Kenneth Branagh, he because I think he kind of knew what he wanted to portray on the screen.
Well, they brought him in because he's, you know, he's a huge...
He's an accomplished director,
too. Well, he's a Shakespeare dude. That's what they wanted to bring to it.
Okay, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
But, oh, okay, so...
Sorry, just Kenneth Branagh's directing career is fascinating.
It's interesting, yes, it is.
And so it's Kenneth Branagh, the actor, because...
But another thing, too, you have a main character who... The main actor, who nobody really knows. The ongoing joke was like, where's this guy from? Oh, that's right. He's Captain Kirk's dad, who dies in the first few minutes of the very movie, the opening movie. But, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, he owned the role.
Yeah.
I mean, he owned it. You believed he was Thor, first of all.
He looked like Thor.
I do know that you didn't get to see much of, and a lot of people complain about, like, you don't see as much of Asgard, which at the time I could understand
we talked about that. But last you week, also, because they gave the whole, like, well, what you guys call
yeah,
magic,
but you still have
science.
To bring him to Earth, because remember, he's going to be an Avenger. I know. So he has to be incorporated with Earth, because unless you're getting, we were not at the point where you could put the Avengers in space.
No.
So. But my point of it was just, and I'll just leave it at that, is that it was a film that did have risk attached to it, because it could have bombed, because not a lot of people, you know, unless you're a hardcore comic book fan, Thor is not a household name.
No.
Like, big time, compared to Iron Man, especially
at
that time. Captain America was coming shortly after that. You know that was going to make money, especially just, at least, very least domestically, was going to do well enough. Mm-hmm. Because it's Captain America. Like, come on. They're going to, the title alone is going to get people's eyes on it.
I was going to say, we are on our all three of our lists. I think we all have the same number one.
No, I don't think we do.
Oh, wait. No. Well,
Wes showed me he was Winter Soldier, right?
So was I.
And I had... No, Winter Soldier was 2 for me. Avengers was 1 for me.
Okay. Well,
yeah, Avengers was... But it was still between 1 and 2, so...
I had none of the team-up movies in my top 5. Not that they're in my top... They're in the lower part of my top 10, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Well, no, like, my honorable mention was Homecoming.
Which I can respect. I have a special place in my heart for the very first Spider-Man that came out for Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count.
But it doesn't count. So
I think it went like Homecoming, then let's see, number one was Winter Soldier, 2 I had Iron Man 1.
Okay.
3 I had Ragnarok.
Okay, which, okay.
I think 4 I had, no, I think I combined Guardians 1 and 2.
And I forgot about Guardians,
or no,
and that was
Guardians
one,
that I... 1 and 2 was my 4, and then Black Panther was 5. Because I like world building.
Okay.
I picked those up for world building.
Black Panther, I could understand for you, because you're kind of like, you're a certified critic. And you're,
well, I like world building.
No, but it's world building. You're also very, because you...
God, I got dunked on last week, too.
No. I can understand you because of, especially with, like, the screenwriting, you know, well, that you know that...
It just, I appreciate world building.
Right.
Which, you know, when it's done right, it's awesome. It's a place I want to go to.
I could understand that, and I'm assuming...
Guardians isn't really well done.
Wes would surprise me if he had Black Panther in his top 5. That would surprise me.
But
we were
all very high on Winter Soldier. I almost put the first one, but I'm like, yeah.
Oh, Winter Soldier is, I mean, you could, it's just so, it's so
entertaining. I totally forgot to bring this up last week. I totally forgot about Nick Fury's Tombstone, and I applaud the joke. Do you remember Nick Fury's Tombstone?
Oh, I forgot, no.
You don't know what's written on Nick Fury's Tombstone?
I forgot.
They put Ezekiel 25:17 on there.
Oh my god.
And I pause and I'm like, no. Like,
oh, that's
shit.
That's sneaky.
That's funny.
That's right.
Well done, Russos.
Yeah. No, they're good.
And we will get to them later. We might have Wes for Endgame.
Oh, we might? Okay.
Oh, no, he's not coming. Never mind. We can do Endgame.
All right.
We just, real quick, the
Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog. That's all you.
Keep getting them checks, Jim Carrey. Wow. Like, it just looks bad. And they already redesigned Sonic because the internet was making fun of him for the teeth.
I honestly don't.
Oh, you need to see it.
Yeah,
I'm
terrified.
Pokemon
was, I finally watched the Pikachu trailer and I was like, okay, I can...
It looks fun. At least the Pikachu one, it looks interesting.
At least he talks.
It was shot by the guy who shot Logan.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. They're not messing around.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Also, I guess Blake Lively's expecting her third kid. She showed up at the premiere for Detective Pikachu with the bump.
Okay. Right on.
So good for Ryan Reynolds. It's just really, he's really winning.
Yeah.
He
got money, so.
So HBO dropped 2 trailers, one for a returning show, one for a new one. The returning show Succession Season 2 looks great. Brian Cox telling people to fuck off. I'm in.
You
like it. It's
What's
great.
It on?
HBO.
HBO, okay.
I give it a couple episodes, but it's very entertaining. Kieran Culkin is the shit.
Okay.
He's great. Well, he's also a shit. It's about Brian Cox is kind of like a Rupert Murdoch. He's like
Culkin's brother?
Yeah, Kieran Culkin.
Oh, okay. You know what? Now that I realize.
If She's All That Fame?
No.
The little brother? The deaf here? That's Kieran Culkin.
No. I know that he's been in stuff.
You'll know him.
Yeah, I think I've seen the something online.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, got it.
But the other one, The Righteous Gemstones, it's the next show from Jodie Hill and Danny McBride. They also did Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals.
Right on. Okay.
This time it's about a family of televangelists with Danny McBride and Adam Devine as the kids and John Goodman as the father.
Oh, that's going to be.
Oh, dude.
Alex.
Oh, my God.
Appealing.
Yeah, if you were in on Eastbound and Down or Vice Principals or Observe and Report, that kind of humor.
Yeah.
It's very much for me. Okay. It's very much for me.
Very nice. Okay.
Couple deaths we have to talk about before we get into what's good.
Okay.
On Monday, John Singleton was pulled off of life support. After he suffered a debilitating stroke.
Okay.
Which his family has, said, hey, everyone needs to get their blood pressure checked because he never did. But he, youngest person to ever be nominated for Best Director at the age of 22, and also the first African-American to be nominated for Best Director for Boys in the Hood. He had a very interesting career. He had Too Fast, Too Furious, Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, Four Brothers, Baby Boy, which is a nice cable classic. He had a solid career. He also accomplished TV director.
How old was he?
He was 50. He was 22 when he did Boys in the
Hood. No. How old was he when he passed away?
Oh, I think he was. Because
that's he's not that old.
No, he was 58.
That sucks.
Yeah, well, and also today we lost at 74. We lost Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca for us.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, I had the radio on all day, and
It broke late. Like Variety broke it late. I didn't have time to put it in the outline.
Oh my god!
But yeah, Peter Mayhew died. Yeah, Chewbacca. Oh,
that's sad.
No, I know. I remember my dad saw him in an autograph show a couple years ago. I was like, yeah, he looked like he was in poor health. Because, it's one of those things. He's a tall guy.
So oh, yeah.
When you get older, it's tough. Apparently, everyone loved him. Nice guy.
You didn't really.
No, but I mean, people that, worked with him.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I believe that totally.
But he really created Chewbacca.
He is Chewbacca.
He created it.
Right.
He created that. That's why you're bonded with the character, because he did all the moves and he did the roar.
Right.
But I mean, he really created a special character.
Oh, he did. Heck yeah. So did, the guy, the CP3PO, I would say the same thing. He could be annoying, but people still love him.
No, but his job is to be annoying.
Exactly. Right. But you can also be annoying where it's the point where you really want the character to die, like Jar Jar Binks.
Right. No, but yeah.
Even everybody loved, what is it, that there was the little person that was inside of the same.
Warwick Davis.
R2-D2.
Oh, R2-D2.
No, R2-D2.
Okay, you're talking
Warwick Davis is a gem.
By
He's
the way,
amazing,
Disney Plus said they're doing a sequel to Willow with Ron
Howard. Are they really? Oh, shit. Okay.
But
I didn't know
rest
that.
In peace, John Singleton. Rest in peace, Peter Mayhew. But yeah, they're bringing back Willow. I knew you're the only one that appreciate that.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, Willow. Oh, I would. I love that. Actually, I think I just watched that
Really?
Seems
like one of those movies. Do you have to be a very specific window to hit Willow? Otherwise, it doesn't work.
It was also a very young Val Kilmer.
I know.
I don't know anybody else that was in it, to be honest.
Well, so the Disney Plus bringing back Willow.
Okay, right on.
All right, so what's good?
Well, I was going to mention the one, but I already kind of mentioned the Boys trailer kind of hit. Mm-hmm. And I told my wife about it. I was like, this looks really cool. And so I brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I watch recently? You know what? You go first. I got to think about it.
God. I mean, the usual. Billions, Brockmire, What We Do in the Shadows, Better Things. God, Brockmire was amazing this week. And What We Do in the Shadows has just been killing it every week.
Yeah, Christina, my wife, wants to watching it. She's like, did you hear about this? I'm like, yeah,
it's
wasn't it based?
So
there's
funny.
A movie, though.
Yeah, Taika Waititi did it.
Yeah, the guy.
That's what got him Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, they got the crab from Moisin.
No, that's Jermaine Clement.
But isn't he in it?
Yes. But Taika Waititi directed it, and then he and Jermaine Clement, I think, wrote it.
Right, right.
And
okay.
Then Jermaine Clement has written. Taika Waititi did the pilot, too, and Jermaine Clement's written two episodes and directed one of them.
Right.
Okay. But they're not, neither of them are in it.
Yeah, it's so new vampires. So Christina's just looking at the trailer like, I'm so in on this. It's like, yeah, so you know, there's funny. A movie,
dude,
right?
It's so funny.
Okay, so now, because the movie you can either get on, it's one of the...
It's on Amazon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. It's so we're going to watch the movie.
The movie's so damn funny.
Is it good? Okay. It's the dry humor kind of crazy, like that.
Yeah, it's a mockumentary about vampires.
Mockumentary, right. Okay.
But you can definitely see Thor Ragnarok in it.
Okay, cool.
Like, you see it.
All right, yeah. I do have one. I do know what I'm catching up on. I got back. Okay, so it's been a while, and I think it's just because I just get... Because there's way too much TV, and there's just not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
I got back into Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh.
And I forgot... Honestly, I forgot to leave, like, from where I left off, because the beauty about that show is you can pretty much, like...
Yeah.
You can just pick a random episode and just laugh at it. Christina's... fairly, I think she's on the season 12.
That was the newest one, I think.
The newest one, yeah. And she said she wasn't impressed.
Is that where
one.
It ends? Well, did she say the end with Mac?
I'm not sure.
Mac's interpretive dance.
There is an interpretive dance in that, but
that's
I don't
incredible.
Think it ends with that.
Oh, really? That was the finale.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think so. With his, I think he's in a. If I'm thinking of, he's in a jailhouse because he comes out.
Yeah,
to his
and
dad.
I think it's only
episode 5 or something.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'll take a look and then let you guys know next week. But
oh, and I also want to plug Barry had a really incredible episode on Sunday. Like it made my wife laugh super hard. Have you seen Barry yet?
No, I saw you guys
Bill
talking
Hader
about
show.
It on the group chat. No.
Yeah, he directed it, and it was fucking insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and just Hader, I really, like, as much as I love Barry, I want to see what he'd do directing a feature. Because he's really gotten good as a director.
Okay.
Holy crap.
I'm sure he'll
like,
get his job.
It was violent, it was fucking weird, and it was funny. Like, I can't, it's really hard to describe what happens in it. It just, it's, you're watching going, what the hell, the entire time, and it's just amazing. Like, it's really well done. I really think that he wins the Emmy for that.
The trouble with me with watching a lot of this stuff...
Is that HBO?
Yeah, it's not that. It's the same... It's going to be the same problem with watching The Boys is that I keep the same hours as my kid, so I can't have that stuff
fair,
on.
Fair.
Yeah, you can try to watch it on your phone or something and, like, have headphones in, but still, like, I'm not going to ignore my kid to, like, try to... So, and then, you know, the alternating schedules, me and my wife, it's tough. So, Christina actually is very much in kind of into that stuff because I don't know how. I think she has trouble sleeping and she watches that. Me, I kind of had, that's how I fell into like the, like, geez, I watch Voltron on Netflix.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, remember I'm old. So, I remember the first Voltron. But, and then, like I said, what did I say recently? Ultraman, which is, entertaining. Comic books, if you want to talk about comic books.
Go ahead,
thing,
it's whatever you want.
it's funny, but the Shattered Grid for the Power Rangers is a comic book.
Sure.
It's actually pretty crazy, because I just read
what's it about?
Okay, so it's essentially, so everybody's, who's everybody's favorite green, who's everybody's favorite ranger?
The Green Ranger.
The Green Ranger, right? So the it's an alternate unit or paradox or whatever it is, and Tommy, it's him turning evil.
Okay.
And he basically is like taking over. So his suit is badass. It's like a hybrid of the White Ranger and the Green Ranger.
Ooh.
So I'm telling you, check it out. And it's a comic book. It's not they didn't do anything with a TV show or anything really with it. It was all based off of a guy and an illustrator and cool. I guess a what do you call it a writer and an illustrator.
Okay.
And then they kind of built upon it because it got wind, and it kind of got traction. The Pink Ranger, who everybody could kind of write off, she's a badass.
How dare you, Kimberly?
She becomes
awesome.
An assassin.
Huh.
And she's like in black with like a weird rippy like halfy cape. She's all in black and pink. And she literally assassinates Rangers. All
right.
So anyway, well,
here we go. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones or Avengers Endgame,
you've been warned.
Yeah, you've been warned. We're spoiling it from here on. I have a 2-word review for Avengers Endgame. Fat Thor. Go
ahead. Fat Thor.
Your turn. Go ahead.
Hammer.
No, but
what?
I just want to talk about.
Do I need 2 words?
I wasn't prepared for that. No, I'm just like that's it. That's all I have to say about it.
All
Fat
I gotta
Thor.
Say is the hammer. And
no,
I knew it.
No, but Fat Thor was awesome. I wasn't prepared for that.
The entire movie, too.
I know.
They don't let it go.
No, and I'm sure he's going to be fat for Guardians 3 if he's in it.
I think they're going to... what, like, whip him back into shape, but there's gonna be a joke. I think there's gonna be a joke with it. He'll be exercising. He might be fat still, but
it was pretty great. And Krog was back, which yay.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed with what they were able to do with Endgame. I was just gonna say, like, the beginning was actually very interesting, where they kill Thanos, and then they all just kind of deal with it. Like 5 years later was kind of interesting.
Yep. I didn't expect to see the 5 years part. That was one thing I didn't expect. There was something I did mm-hmm. was like, okay, that happened, but I'll explain. We'll get there. Yeah.
I was also not prepared for just how much like fun Chris Evans would be. Like, once they went back in time, like, the America's Ass thing was great.
I know.
And just how much fun he had saying Hail Hydra.
Yeah. The elevator and you...
He just got a kick out of it. Like, he's like, all right. Like, he's like, all right, Steve Rogers has evolved. He's like, he's able to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, very serious through most of the series.
When they're face to... There's a scene in there when they're face to face. And it's the first Avengers. So you see full-on mask, tight suit... Cap, and then the current Cap, the one who's in, trying to get the stone, it doesn't have the helmet on, and so the one Cap thinks it's Loki, which is brilliant. I was like, oh, how does he? Oh, okay, that's right, that makes sense. And then I just like is like, I can do this all day. I know.
Evans had fun. I really enjoyed Thor and Rocket together.
Thor, he's great.
That was but Thor and Rocket together specifically was
what about Nebula?
Delightful. Oh my god,
Nebula and Rocket were my standout performances.
Oh, Karen Gillan was great.
Oh,
because I rewatched Guardians 2 and I forgot how great she is in that.
Yeah,
I was kind of interested how they brought Gamora back.
I kind of wasn't thinking about that. And then I realized, oh, okay, that's right. Okay, that makes sense. So she's in it again.
It was kind of weird that they just kill off Black Widow. Rest in peace, Natasha.
Yeah, except for, even though she's getting her own movie.
Which, that's got to be a prequel.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a prequel. But I'm wondering if there's going to be a cliffhanger at the
end. I don't think so.
No pun intended.
I don't think so. I think she's probably done.
Maybe you think so?
She
died because she's a horrible actress.
Oh, she has a Tony.
I don't know if they can hear.
That's okay.
Maybe she died because she's this horrible actress.
Okay. Oh. That definitely made it.
So bland.
I disagree, but
that's
fine.
I think that Gwyneth Paltrow's worse.
She's
but her suit was badass.
She's also a con artist.
Oh.
Goop is a fucking menace.
Yeah. I did like her, as far as, just
no,
donning a suit in the movie.
I know, cool. I was like, oh, okay, fine, they're giving it, cool, we're just doing this.
Well, that was broken, like, before. They
I didn't know.
That. Oh, yeah, there's
no, I tried to avoid everything.
I didn't.
I was also impressed by how really only Tony died. Well, Tony and Black Widow.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting, I think, because we'll talk about that with Game of Thrones, too. It was a very subversive kind of thing. I thought, okay, we'll clear a lot of the deck. And then I kind of like how they sent Steve Rogers off.
Oh, it's great.
Nice. That was nice.
Yeah, it was classy because you have... I guess we should go and like...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I like how near the end... I guess it made sense to me because, if you have Tony lived his life.
Well,
he really
Tony,
did live like...
Tony got to have closure with Howard.
Oh, yeah, and his daughter.
That's right.
And he backed up a hard drive to make sure that he's like, oh, if I have an untimely...
Right, which means he can come back as a hologram.
But he partied like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He had multiple relationships. He got with the woman that he was supposed to be with. Mm-hmm. They have a daughter. He had a wonderful house in the, frickin' forest, which was really... That was the only thing I didn't... That
it was like
not...
his cabin in Zodiac, except he wasn't a fat, drunken mess.
Yeah, that did... But I was kind of like, really? Okay, I guess so. But that it was all beautiful, and it was perfect send-off for Tony. And then Captain America actually, they instead of killing him off, he ends up being able to kind of have a rebuttal.
Well, he gets a redo.
He gets a redo.
He gets to have his dance.
Yeah, and then he gets with Peggy, and which is kind of weird because I'm like, okay, well now who are you into more? Like you're this chick or the freaking niece that's going to be born?
Nope, it's always in Peggy.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they make it seem that way.
So. But that's cool. Falcon gets to be the new Captain America.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see. I think that's going to play out more
in
the show.
Well, it's
going to
be on the show.
Yeah, I think Winter Soldier is going to have his shot.
Maybe.
I think he's in... Because, don't get me wrong, I love Sam, but...
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name plays him so well, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bucky's a badass.
It's still going. Go ahead.
Bucky is a badass Captain America in the comics.
Oh, that's...
And he has more to... He's got to make up for a lot of crap that he did.
True.
So he's got a lot of demons that he... And he's, you know, he... I really think there's... It's very impelling, but regardless, they have good chemistry on screen. Mm. So I think that'll be really
cool.
That
third act was pretty cool. When they opened all the portals, like, all right, this is cool. Like,
the third act was...
It was... You know what it was? It was like in wrestling, everyone gets, like, their moment.
I think it's more than that.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, everyone gets to hit their finisher?
Yeah. Like a superstar finisher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they all come into the ring, and they'll knock out one of the heels.
Was longer, so...
Oh, no, a lot longer, but I mean, that kind of a deal.
Yeah. No, that was great. Oh, my God, we're skipping a lot of shit, though.
It's okay. Loop it back.
I'm trying to think. The first hour...
Mm-hmm.
Was good.
I mean, the time stuff in the second hour was a little wonky, but whatever.
It was a little wonky. Oh, you're going to be able to poke major...
Well, who cares?
Here's the thing. And this is what I'm going to say. For me personally, mm-hmm. What?
Go ahead.
Cinematic, what?
Go ahead. Just go ahead.
I think Infinity Wars is the better film.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I think that Endgame. Sorry, I'm thinking of Infinity War. Endgame is everything you want it to be in that.
It was satisfying.
In that third act specifically, mm-hmm. Gives you everything as a fan of all the movies that came mm-hmm. before it. A send off.
I am curious with Far From Home because, like, if it's supposed to be if they're in the present. Does he just go back? Does Far From Home take place in the 5 years later, or do they just send him back in a portal? Because he's still in high school in Far From Home, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's actually very...
Yeah. Because they're at Tony's funeral, so it implied they all stayed in the present. They didn't go back, they didn't just send them back to when the snap happened.
I think they have to think of that. I'm assuming they had to.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would hope
fun.
So, but no. Then after Far From Home, they're gonna announce what's coming next, like all the stuff they have coming next.
Right.
But I did appreciate the amount of people who got a lot of money for working like maybe an hour. Like I counted 8 Oscar winners who basically were there for like an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you name all 8? I counted 8.
No, I can't.
Oh, really? All right. Well, Natalie Portman.
Oh shoot.
Robert Redford.
Okay.
Who I was surprised, like, oh shit, they brought Redford back.
I forgot about
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, she was
the funeral.
She was the funeral.
Which,
wow.
That's delightful.
Holy crap.
William Hurt shows up for 2 seconds.
That I don't remember.
I didn't see it either, but then someone...
I don't think he was in it. I think they just kind of had like a
they showed him.
Face image of him.
I think he actually had, he was given a credit.
Are you sure? Uh-huh. I thought he was a holographic image. Okay,
no.
Never mind.
He's still there. Oh shit, I just lost it. Hold on.
Because the main character of Black Panther did not win.
No. He wasn't even nominated.
He was nominated for.
No. Uh-uh. No, it's not. No, I'm just talking about people who were there for like 5 seconds.
Okay.
They were like, oh yeah.
Well, he was not in it very often.
Wait, hold on. Portman, William Hurt, Marissa Tomei, Redford. Ah, son of a bitch. Oh yeah, Tilda Swinton. That was a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Okay, Anthony Hopkins was in it.
No. Damn it! I had all eight. I'm blanking.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It'll come
anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
But it was still like, oh wow, look how many people they got to probably get a nice check for like an hour of work.
Yeah. Well, I think so. The scene. Okay, so I didn't even really think about. Honestly, this is the weirdest thing. I didn't really think about it, but apparently, I guess they took like a tally, and most people were like, "Oh, they'll just take the time stone and they'll turn back time."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "That's too easy. That's too easy." And so for Ant-Man,
oh, Michael Douglas, that's 6.
Oh, Michael,
keep going.
There you go. Michelle Pfeiffer,
no,
went one. So okay, anyway, now you got me on this crap. Yeah, I like that. Oh, the suits were badass too.
Suits are cool.
Yeah, the suits are really cool. And then, so the time jump was entertaining, but you could honestly, if you wanted to, you could really poke a shitload of holes.
Sure.
But I do like it kind of makes fun of itself with that, because there's even a scene where Ant-Man, and Paul Rudd is great in every movie he's in.
Yeah.
He's awesome at everything.
Yeah.
And Paul, what did he say? He's just like, man, Back to Future is a ton of bullshit. Because they have a bunch of Back to the Future references, which is great.
You know, it was great. Mark Ruffalo was amazing.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Smart Hulk.
That was the funniest thing.
That was another. That was what fans wanted. It was perfect. And Ruffalo gets his own screen time too for a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
which was
that was good for
compelling.
Him.
Yeah, that was great. And honestly, the CGI was really good for Hulk. Right?
Yeah,
it was really good. So, oh my god. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff, and then obviously the oh shit moments to me were Black Widow. I didn't see that one coming, especially at that time. But obviously, when you know they're up there, you're like, okay, one of them has to go. And then you see it really happening, you're like, oh, shit. So there's that. And then the hammer with
cool.
Captain America got everybody chilling. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, I don't care who you are, especially if you saw this stupid Ultron Avengers, which I'm sorry, was a bad
Avengers movie. No one defended Ultron. We made fun of Ultron last week.
But there's a scene in that, and then you totally are brought back to it.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm thinking this as I go.
What did she win for?
Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god, that's right. That's right. Okay.
She won early.
That's right. All right. But yeah, so the hammer part was, you know, a chilling, just bone chilling
to
the core. And then Tony was not a surprise. I was another one that thought Cap and Tony were both going to eat dust, but I like how they did the send off for Cap because he got to live a full life, so that's great. And even Tony's death, just finishing his line, I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then he's a vegetable practically, like, before he dies. Like, they don't even really, they don't have him say anything.
Nope.
He ends the first Iron Man movie with that line, technically, if you don't count the Nick Fury cameo. Sure. And then to end it, then the whole, this whole big adventure with all these, the main first Avengers.
Ace Brie Larson.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh my god, what's still going on?
Sorry.
Oh, you got them all.
I did.
Okay, them all. There you go. Yeah, the snap of the fingers, I am Iron. It was badass. It was so great.
Took the stones. That was neat.
Yeah, and Pepper Potts knows that he can rest now because he really could, like, because he was always drawn back to the suit or trying to do good by the whatever you want to call it, you know, and he just would not, you know, he wasn't at rest, and she's like, we're gonna be fine.
And it was fun them going back in time, like when they knocked Pratt out and Gert,
yeah, go to Gert,
that was funny.
That was good.
All the stuff in Asgard was funny.
Oh yeah. And that was a really cool moment with the mom.
By the way, it really retroactively, like, wow, Thor Dark World is actually important. That just seems like a major troll on their part.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that, actually. I was like, that's right.
I forgot Rene Russo was his mom. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome to see that.
Good for her. She got a lot of minutes.
Oh, yeah. That was good to see that, because you get closure with that character, too. And she's very mystical, and you kind of really get that in this one, because you're like, she's like, I don't even know anything. Don't tell me anything. She's like, I know who you are. I know you're not my son from now. Please eat a salad, and I love you, and go back to work.
That's cool that Tessa Thompson gets to be the new Queen of Asgard. The Queen of New Asgard.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool, too. So, it gives... They really switched it up with Thor. They really switched it up, and it obviously worked in Ragnarok, so it'll work again.
Yeah, why not?
So, oh, no, it'll work. So,
no, everyone of consequence got a moment to shine.
No, it was a good movie. It was very good. It was sad, but then uplifting at the end.
You know, I just left satisfied.
It's hard to believe it. That's the conclusion of that. It really felt like, okay, they were telling you, this is the end of this.
Get a good look at a lot of these people.
Yeah, this is the end of what you're used to. Now we're going to introduce.
And I imagine it's going to be a lot of standalone at this point. Like, you can probably have people come in and out, but like, we're not going to be building towards a new Avengers.
No.
I mean, you know, but again, people will probably team up. But you'll get a lot of sequels. Like, you'll get the Doctor Strange sequel at some point.
Yeah.
And then you'll get, obviously, Captain Marvel will get her sequel.
Yeah, and she wasn't really a big...
No.
But she did what she needed to do. She was
badass. But it's like an Infinity War where it came out before the reaction of Black Panther had come out, so like Wakanda wasn't as big as it could have been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if it had come out like a year later, then they would have been like, oh yeah, people really love this Black Panther, and then they would have probably had it more, you know. But
it's worth. No, it's.
It's already. By the way, today became the 6th highest grossing movie of all time, and it hasn't even been a full week.
Oh, I know. It's gonna beat Avatar.
It's at 1.6 billion right now worldwide. Oh yeah, it's incredible.
They have to have like, a massive drop off.
Which it seems like it already has legs. If it's already here, then it's good.
What's the competition next this week?
Exactly, it's the Seth Rogen movie which I really want to see. Him and Charlize Theron.
Oh, I've been talking about that one.
I heard it's good.
Didn't he direct it or something?
No. It's directed by Jonathan Levine, the guy that did, he directed 50-50.
50-50 was great.
The Night Before.
That one too, I didn't remember. I haven't seen that one, but.
The Whackness, the one zombie movie.
Okay.
Jonathan Levine, he's a comedy guy. But, then next week's Detective Pikachu, that'll probably knock it off a number one, but it's still gonna be going strong. Then you get John Wick 2 after that.
I have John Wick.
No, John Wick 3, excuse me.
John Wick 3.
Which the word on the street on that one's been very positive.
Good.
I'm very excited.
I actually have been trying to. I haven't seen the first or second in its entirety.
Oh my god!
I've seen all like the good parts, but I got to see it in entirety. I'm waiting on Christina because I want her to watch it with me.
So good.
I know. I want to see it.
All right. So shifting gears from Avengers, we'll have Wes to talk a little bit about it next week too because he wanted a chance.
No worries. That's fine. I got to explain my Thor, defense was not as good as I thought.
It's fine. It's fine. If you had said Dark World, I wouldn't have even let you.
No, Dark World's garbage. Dark World's garbage. I do not like Ultron. It's not a rewatchable Avengers movie. No. What's another terrible one?
The Edward Norton Hulk isn't.
Oh, I have a good question for you actually. Before we get off the Avengers topic,
oh,
because it brings you back to
Iron
a lot
Man
of
2
the...
is bad.
Oh, Iron Man 2 is pretty bad too. What movie does it make you want to watch, or if you haven't already, what movie would it make you want to watch after you watch Endgame? What movie? I know what movie it made me want to watch right after.
I mean, for me, I ended up watching Guardians 2. But okay. That was kind of a coincidence because I was just kind of going through all the Marvel stuff like on stream. I was like, I'm saving Ragnarok for like a Saturday night. For me, it's
Captain America First Avenger.
Oh, well, I watched that before Endgame. Because I watched the first two Captain Americas before Endgame. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, during the week. I was like, well, I haven't seen these in a while.
Because you think Cap was going to die. He's going to die.
No, I didn't think that. I mean, maybe, but I was just more like, well.
No, I'm watching.
It was more of I hadn't seen them in forever, and I was trying to think about my list. I'm like, which one would I put? Avenger, First Avenger, Winter Soldier? Like, yeah. All right.
Well, Winter Soldier is watchable anytime.
Well, I know. It's been a minute.
Yeah. No, I want to see. Yeah, for me, it's Captain America the first one because now you know that he ends up with Peggy, and
which is nice.
It's got closure. Oh, it's great! It's great. It's awesome. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of okay. So we'll talk more about it next week. I mean, it'll still be relevant, that's for sure. So,
yeah, it's
gonna be relevant for a while. It seems.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. So last thing we're gonna be spoiling: Game of Thrones, which had its big Battle of Winterfell, the long episode 3, Long Night, which holy shit.
Yes.
From a spectacle standpoint, I think Miguel Sapochnik has wrapped up the best directing Emmy for drama, because holy crap, what a spectacle.
Yeah, I brushed up on this.
I know, you're not a huge Throner, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I like Game of Thrones, it's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway.
My wife ruined it for me, because she read all the books right after the second
season. Well,
now
they're off book, though. They've been off book for
three
years.
But isn't it two?
No.
Well, they were also kind of weaning. They were changing things from you know.
Well, anyway, they had the huge battle. As a spectacle, it was incredible. They managed to balance a lot of different tones. It was an action movie at certain points. It was a horror movie at one certain point. It really gave a lot of characters moments to shine. The death toll wasn't what people wanted.
There's still time, though, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's three episodes left. But, I mean, it was very subversive, which was kind of interesting. I mean, the two major characters who died were Theon, finally, and then Jorah, rest in peace, Jorah, Sir Jorah of the Friend Zone.
Yep. Forever in the Friend Zone, yeah.
He died.
I know that character.
He died, he died defending Dany, as he should have been. Fucking Arya was a badass.
She kills
the Night King. That's right.
Isn't that kind of quick though? But I realize
well,
there's only three.
That's
episodes.
That's what I was kind of like. That's the thing. I thought, okay, the first part of the season they'll dispatch with Cersei, and then it culminates with the Night King. But no, they really, really kind of threw me for a loop. I was like, all right, maybe they just thrash everybody at Winterfell. And
unless
then,
they're not really dead, is everybody?
Well,
dead?
Well, I don't know, but it was kind of interesting. Because, like, they set up a lot, like, you know, a lot of it. Like, Arya's arc throughout the show, you're like, wow, everything led her to this very moment. And Bran, they've still haven't done a good job explaining what the Three-Eyed Raven is or does. But him giving her the dagger in the premiere, saying you're gonna need this right where she's end up gonna use it. You're like, oh shit, that was cool. Maisie Williams was a badass the entire hour and 20 minutes. She was fantastic. Also, rest in peace, Lyanna Mormont, the greatest 14-year-old queen in the world. She killed a giant as she died.
Yeah,
that was amazing. I'm gonna miss Lyanna Mormont dunking on a lot of old white guys. She was incredible. I really hope that actress goes on to bigger things. She's great. Just watch Lyanna Mormont YouTube clips.
Isn't she the redhead or something?
No, she's the 14-year-old head of House Mormont.
I think I know who it is, but I just
Google Lyanna Mormont on you and just watch her clips on YouTube, and she's great.
Okay, let me ask.
She bats 1,000 in every scene she's in.
Is she in the episode, I don't remember if it's season one, where she basically is questioning Daenerys when they're sitting down and saying, hey, John, we called you.
Yeah, yeah, her. Okay.
She's badass. Yeah, okay.
She's what gets everyone to throw their support behind John.
Right.
Like, everyone, and she shoots down Stannis. She goes, no, I only bow to Jon Snow, King of the North. She was very instrumental in Jon Snow getting all the support he got.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I know who it is then.
She's great. But she killed a giant as she went down. Which is amazing.
How does she die?
The giant picks her up and crushes her, but as she's dying, she stabs him in the eye. With Dragonstone, they both die.
Oh, man.
But it's really cool. I was like, oh my god, like, I'm really sad she died, but I was like, that's a great way to go, man.
That's the
smallest fighter killing the biggest fighter. What was cool?
Well, David Gerber's Goliath.
Bingo.
That was
cool. Melisandre had a lot of minutes. I was surprised she just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The Dothraki got done dirty. Like, Jon Snow is a battle tactician.
I saw that. Yeah, I heard they were the
they just sent him out.
They're right on the front line, right?
Like, Jon Snow as a battle strategist leaves a lot to be desired.
Wow,
a lot of cool images with the with him and Dany on the dragons was kind of confusing. Like, I understand.
I heard it was also filmed very dark.
Don't tell that to the DP.
Oh, okay.
He even came out. He's like on Twitter. He's like, listen, I know it's on dark because I shot it.
Oh, okay.
Like, oof, all right then. Which I guess certain people adjusted their TV accordingly because you knew it was going to be dark.
I think your dad did because my parents watched it with your parents.
Yeah. So. We didn't. We're fine.
No, I'm saying your dad was getting annoyed.
He should have known.
He turned off all the lights and he's like brightening up. I don't know what the hell he
was doing. A lot of people have that complaint.
Yeah. I, like I said, it's you know.
It's very interesting.
It had crazy numbers.
Oh, dude.
Crazy numbers for that episode.
It was the highest rated episode they've ever had.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh, like, no one died. But it's like, well, that's not the point.
There's really, still plenty of time.
Well, plus a lot of their, like, gut punch deaths don't really actually happen in battles. Like,
that's true.
Like, that's just
executions just not, or something like that, yeah.
Or just, you know, surprises.
Right.
I really did think Brienne was going to die, but she didn't. Tyrion was kind of getting his mojo back. He and Sansa had a nice moment in the clips.
I knew that. That was it. As soon as they got... I saw that one when they get the hug in season two, right? Like, it's season two when he comes back, isn't it?
No. Wait, what?
Theon?
No, not Theon. I'm talking about Tyrion.
Oh, Tyrion. Oh, never mind.
No, yeah. Theon's at the Weirwood tree guarding Bran.
Oh, I knew Theon was done.
Yeah.
Like, but, no, Theon... Oh, never mind.
By the way, I'm really kind of impressed how much they work to, like, kind of, absolve Theon for all the shit he did, but whatever, he's gone now, it's fine. But I am curious what they're gonna do, because now they have three episodes to kind of make us worry about the Gold Company and their 20,000 soldiers, because Dany doesn't have much anymore. Mostly Unsullied died because, again, Jon's a terrible tactician. There's no more Dothraki. They have two dragons and that's about it, and just a couple people. So I don't know what's going to happen in the next three episodes, but I'm pretty sure now they're going to really ramp up with Cersei. I'm sure Dany will probably end up being also villainous, because now that the deal with Jon's revelation that he's Aegon Targaryen, and she doesn't like that because she wants the throne, goddammit. And she's probably going to be a little bit unhinged.
Did they do that in the third one? Because in the second one,
the second one he tells her, and then it's like, before they can deal with it, it's like, all right, well, we got to go. They're blowing the horn.
Yeah, but she did. But I remember. I thought
she wasn't happy.
She was surprised, but she wasn't.
No, she wasn't happy.
Okay.
She's like, what the fuck? Like, she was just like, the fuck? Really? No. Like, she's like, well, that's your brother and your best friend telling you that.
Okay.
Like, she's like, if they had a little like 10 minutes longer down in the crypt, she would have been like pissed.
Okay.
And they got to kind of come to terms with the fact that like she's probably bad. Like, yeah. Sam's like, hey man, like, your girlfriend murdered my dad and my brother.
Oh, yeah, I remember, that's right. I remember that, yeah.
And then everyone's like, hey, man, like, this, you know, we don't like her. You know, you were the only one, you're the rightful king. But that's all going to be resolved eventually, I'm sure. I'm sure next week you'll also maybe have one or two gut punch deaths. But, you know, the long night was an amazing hour and 20 minutes of TV, if you could see it. You know, if it was too dark, I'm sorry.
Well, you, I mean, and Wes watches it too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys...
Well, I felt bad.
So you'll have this and the next episode.
Like halfway through, he texted me, like, fuck it, holy shit, Ari. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I just started it.
Oh.
I felt bad. I was like...
So you gotta be careful. You gotta turn your phone off with that stuff.
Well, I learned
that the hard way with Breaking Bad. I was so pissed off. I'm not a big spoiler person.
Well, I didn't know what happened. I'm like, did she... Because I thought it meant like, oh, she died or something.
Oh, okay, so you were
but
just
I didn't
surprised.
Know what he, I didn't know what she did, but then I was like, oh.
Well, it's actually... It's kind of... The spoiler thing has gotten really out of control the past week.
Well, the Avengers has got... It was bad with the spoilers. There was some dick, by the way. Oh, I know. There was some dick last week who was like, Ant-Man dies. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, that shouldn't happen, but...
I don't know.
I know. With spoiler culture, we really do need to, like, figure out... We as a society need to figure out the rules on that, but... Like, the night of, you can't really say anything. And I stayed off the internet for the whole weekend, pretty much. But... I got a little upset because I thought he ruined something for me, which I didn't realize he did, but I didn't know what it was. Sorry, yeah. I feel bad. Sorry,
Wes. It's crazy. It was a lot with Endgame and
but they were very similar to each other.
Oh, that's right. You were mentioning that.
Like,
yeah.
They were very kind of like the very
they
similar.
They didn't have like that one star death, that one massive star.
No, but I didn't think you were gonna lose like John or Danny or something. I knew you were gonna lose somebody, but like maybe Arya. That's what I thought Wes was saying.
Yeah.
But or maybe Sansa, but I don't know. Anyway, so Thrones is awesome. Avengers is awesome. We'll talk more next week. I don't know, NFL-wise, it's going to be pretty quiet, so I'll figure out something. But, you know, who knows? The summer movies are heating up, so we'll see what happens then. Brian, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
All right. See you next week, guys.